Han är halvbroder med Harry Forsberg, båda söner till Emil Forsberg. Nils Forsbergs mor var Matilda Karlsson, den andra makan till Emil Forsberg, och hon var född i Karlskoga.
Min mor Forsberg var född i Karlskoga, Värmland.
Ja, det är rätt.
Vilket år var hon född?
Oh dear, let me see, that was 1870.
Mm. 1870?
Yeah, June. Her birthday was in June.
Oh.
And,
Och hennes flicknamn, kommer ni ihåg det alltså innan hon var gift?
Matilda Karlsson.
Matilda Karlsson?
With a K. Why she came over here?
No.
Or, I guess it was just to, for the opportunity of the New World. She came over in the 1890s sometime, I think it was, or maybe right after 1900. And she had her sister to take care of, and her mother. I think her father had died when, I don't know how old she was, but she supported both her mother and her sister when they got over here. Housework, of course, like most of the Swedes did when they came over here.
Had hon släktingar eller systrar före henne i mycket kanske?
No.
Hon var den första eller den enda också kanske som en
gud? Ja. Her, well, she had a brother. Now, I don't know whether he came over before or later.
Vad var hans namn?
Carl Carlson.
Berätta om någonting om sin hembygd, att han har gått i skola eller konfirmerats till exempel.
No, I don't remember anything about her mentioning that at all. I know that my aunt, her sister, who was deaf because of scarlet fever when she was, I guess, 3 years old, went to school in Sweden. So I imagine that my mother did too.
Och hon kom först hit till Tryggland,
eller? I think they went to the area around Pittsburgh. Braddock or Manassas or someplace in there first. Yeah. Steel mills down there. I know my dad came there first too. He started down there in Manassas. And in fact, that's I think that's where they met, if I'm not mistaken.
Och berättade någonting om överfärden, om det var svår överresa till exempel. Dålig båtfärd, sjösjuka.
No, I don't know anything about that. That's, I rather imagine that in those days they did get seasick though, sjösjuk. No, I don't recall anything about her saying that, other than the fact that it wasn't too pleasant in those days, not like it is, or was a few years later, I'm sure, because they had it real rough, I think.
Men jag kommer upp till Cleveland sen ifrån Pittsburgh.
Oh, probably about 1900 and, in the early 1900s, you see, my dad had, this was, his second wife was my mother, because the first wife had died, and she brought up his children as well as myself, together with my Anselm, too. So
who freaked out to Cleveland?
Yeah. I think my father came up here to get a job in the steel mills up here, and so they came up at that time. See, there were the five children too.
Pratar ni någon svenska i familjen?
They did it a lot. I know not me so much, although I had to talk Swedish to my aunt because she didn't understand English.
Kom hon över alltså senare efter er mor?
No, with her.
På samma gång?
Oh, yeah. I remember correctly that they came together, her mother and the two daughters.
So hon kunde inte arbeta därför de var sjukligt avseende, eller
kunde hon? Oh, no, she worked.
So,
yeah, you mean my aunt?
Ja.
Oh, yeah.
Men hon var död, så hon kunde inte...
Oh, that's right, yeah. That was her drawback. She could read lips. That's what she went to school for.
Så på så vis att ni kom i kontakt med svenska bättre, ni fick tala med henne på svenska.
Ja, jag har glömt för mycket.
Alltså, men ni inte talar med henne i alla fall.
Ja, vad var det?
Ni talar med henne på svenska?
Ja, ja.
För hon förstår engelska?
Toward the later years she would pick it up, yes. By reading newspapers and things like that, why she would be able to understand probably a lot of things if you would speak it phonetically, because the Swedish language is more phonetic. You pronounce things as you see them, where you don't do that in English.
So hon hade svårigheter med det och...
Pardon?
Hon hade svårigheter och...
Ja.
Och kunna... Mm-hmm.
But she went out working for people, housework and everything, and she didn't have any trouble understanding them, or they would show her what to do, and that was it. So it was...
Kunde hon prata själv?
Oh, ja. Mm-hmm. So.
Ni var inte konfirmerad på svenska?
Not me.
Den svenska kyrkan, nej.
I was, I was... down in the mission church on Edison Road. That's where I was confirmed.
Det var på svenska.
I think we were maybe one of the first ones in English.
Det var 1925
eller
26.
Yeah, that's right. Just about that time. I'd have to look it up. I could shoot. I don't remember.
Men ni kommer ihåg i alla fall att det pratas mycket svenska?
Oh, ja, ja. Always in church, I remember the transition from Swedish to English in the church, I know. We always had the services in Swedish up until maybe the late 20s. And then it used to be perhaps... an English service a month, and then it got to be every other week and things like that, and finally, why, of course, it's all English now.
Förekom det ofta att pastorerna eller prästerna kom på
I don't understand exactly.
Alltså, missionskyrkan nu.
Ja.
Fick de sina präster från Sverige och omröden?
You mean, did it come from Sweden originally?
No.
Yeah, as I understand it, yeah. That's the, what they call the evangelical covenant now, with the headquarters in Chicago.
Ja, er far, han var ju tidningsredaktör också.
Ja,
lokalredaktör, ja. Kommer ni ihåg någonting med hans skriverier i tidningarna?
Well, I don't recall much of what he wrote. All I know is that he wrote an awful lot.
Ni läste inte själv vad han skrev?
No.
Förstod ni i alla fall?
Like I said before, intermicken. I couldn't read Swedish too well, but I could understand it much better than I could read it or write it.
Er bror eller halvbror är ju Harry Forsberg.
Ja.
Han talade om för mig tidigare att er far var mycket intresserad av att gå på
quite a speaker in a way, and you could call him, I guess, nowadays he'd be referred to as a lay preacher.
Fast även i religiösa sammanhang, alltså i kyrkan.
Pardon?
Fast även i kyrkan så...
Yeah, he would preach every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So he was quite... he had his definite views and everything, and I know he used to get into some pretty good discussions with some of these older gentlemen friends that would come over too.
Ja, han var ju metodist när han kom för Sverige.
Ja.
Och fortsatte med det 1914 var det väl?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Vad berodde på att han...
I don't know.
Ändrade ju.
I don't know what the trouble was as far as why he switched from...
Var er maka till... Eller er mor till exempel, var hon...
Hon metodist too. But we all went over to the mission church. I shouldn't say all. I was really the only one, all my half-brothers and sisters were brought up in the Methodist Church. So, perhaps when he came here to Cleveland, why he decided that he'd go to the Mission Church.
Mm-hmm. So, your mother, ni kommer till ihåg, hon berättar någonting om förhållandena i Sverige, om det var så många gånger eller...
No, well, she never talked too much about
hade hon kontakt med Sverige genom brev?
Not that I remember.
Det finns inga släktingar kvar.
My father had the relatives, but I don't remember my mother having anybody back there, really.
Så ni har inga kontakter med Sverige?
No.
No. Ni kommer inte ihåg när hon blev amerikansk medborgare. Hon var här länge innan hon blev detta.
Vad var det?
Medborgare, citizen.
So they've been citizens as long as I can remember. I think my dad, of course, in those days, I think the immigration laws were a little different, and if an alien married a citizen, wasn't they were automatically a citizen.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were both citizens.
Hade hon svårigheter med engelska eller så?
No.
Det var inga svårigheter utan
hon? No, not at all.
Det var rätt för dem att komma i kontakt. Använder svenskan mycket hemligt annars i bordsböden och sånt till exempel? Använder en svensk?
I don't quite understand that.
Is that a boorsbön?
No. I don't know. Boorsbön?
Yeah, boorsbön.
Oh, you mean... The prayer before dinner, yeah. We always had that, because I know, especially on Sunday, where everybody was around the table. And
but if all of them were some
far.
That's how they all did. Mm-hmm. Oh, they always put sense again.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Always. And I remember when I was real small that they always had, after Sunday dinner, why he always had some kind of a devotional period, too, on Sundays.
Go put up a Sunday little
while. Yeah.
Så familjen var rätt så religiös idag, så jag de...
In a way.
Det var anständigt, som man säger.
Yeah, I never grew up to learn any of those Swedish words that so many people seem to know. Yeah. Yeah.
Det är klart att familjen blev... på den tiden när ni växte upp så ni kom i skola så det användes ingen svenska utan det var engelska.
That's right. Yeah.
Från början.
Yeah. My brother Harry, I know he's the only one probably that couldn't speak English when he went to school.
Just so.
He was the oldest, of course, and so that was the when my wife, that happened to my wife too, as far as that's concerned, because her parents were both from the old country, not Swedish, but when she went to school, she couldn't talk any English either, so it happened even in later years.
Två intervjuer med namnet Forsberg ifrån Värmland. Jag vill gärna avsluta med lite läsning ur Emil Forsbergs bok Svenskan i Kliven. Han har en avdelning där som man kallar för ströbitar. Han skriver så här: så långt är det ju inte möjligt att uppdra någon bestämd gränslinje mellan olika provinser i det gamla landet och påstå att just ifrån det eller de landskapen har Klivlands svenska kommit. Hur då skulle våra smålänningar eller västmanlänningar känna sig åsidosatta? Men likväl kunna tre stora huvudgrupper nämnas, vilka ställer alla de andra i en betydlig minoritet. Dessa tre grupper är från Norrland, Värmland och Halland. Ett högst egendomligt sakförhållande är att dessa dock inte beror på någon direkt immigration till Klivlen från nämnda trakter, utan har vanligtvis kommit hit efter att först ha vistats på någon annan plats i Amerika. Och de stater som sådana är i stor skala får släppa till svenskar att befolka Klivlen är Pennsylvania och Massachusetts. En rätt jämförelsevis ringa procent har anlänt hit direkt från Sverige. Och de olika provinsernas stammar förlorar sig också snart i det hela, emedan sockengränsen helt och hållet ignoreras vid ingående av äktenskap. Norrlands söner och Hallands döttrar drar i par lika bra som de makar, vilka fått luggar av samma skolmagister och konfirmerats av samma präst.